Okay, so welcome to the Open Hardware Dev Room. In case you're wondering which one you wandered into, our next talk is going to be on VacAsk and the Verilog A distiller. So Arpad Berman is going to talk to us about building a device library for the, for this. So please welcome Arpad.
Thank you. I'm going to talk about a converter from SPICE model format into Verilog A. The motivation for this converter was a new circuit simulator, VACASC. It's an analog circuit simulator, and its device library is mostly built with Verilog A models. It uses the OpenVAF Verilog A compiler. And this simulator strictly separates models from analysis, just like most modern simulators do. It's written in C++. The code is clean and the simulator is fast. The roadmap for VACASC includes improvements to harmonic balance analysis, addition of RF analysis, then support for automated binning, parallel evaluation of elements, a parallel linear solver, improvements to DC convergence, mixed mode simulation. Now this is all just wishes, of course, at this point. And what I'm going to talk about today, support for legacy SPICE devices. If we compare VACASC to other free open source simulators, it roughly positions itself between ZEISS and ngSPICE according to its features. And its weak point currently is the device library. It lacks classic SPICE 3 device models. Now, what is a compact device model? It's a collection of equations that describe the behavior of an individual device, like for instance a diode, a bipolar transistor, or a MOSFET. In past, the de facto standard for describing such models was the SPICE API, and models were written in C. Now, whenever you wanted to implement such a model in any other simulator that was not SPICE 3, you had to re-implement that model from scratch. That means you had to write like a few thousand up to a few 10,000 lines of code per each model. The current de facto standard is Verilog A for compact models. And to use a Verilog A model, you just need a Verilog A compiler, and your simulator must know how to use these compiled models, and you're set to go. Verilog A is a harder description language. It's used for analog circuit description, and it can also be used for describing compact models. For that purpose, you only need a subset of Verilog A. What is nice about Verilog A is that models in Verilog A are short, typically like 5 lines of code per each parameter. And another nice thing about Verilog A is that you don't have to worry about derivatives. Verilog A compilers generate all the derivatives automatically, so you can skip all the error-prone manual coding. This makes it possible for developers to focus on equations, not on the implementation of the model. Once you write a model, you compile it separately for each simulator, and then you can use that model in each simulator. You don't need to re-implement it for every new simulator. Now, what are legacy device models? These are basically the devices that are built into the SPICE 3 circuit simulator. Like modern ones, take for instance BSIM3, BSIM4, or the classical Gammelpoon bipolar junction transistor, diode, etc. These models have been in development since 1970s all the way to the 2020s. Certain integrated circuit manufacturing processes are still characterized in terms of legacy device models. For instance, if you take TSMC 18 or SkyWater, they use BSIM3 and BSIM4 models. Also, various discrete devices, like for instance the well-known 2N2222 transistor, are characterized or described with their Gammelpoon parameters. And if you want to use these models, you need the Gammelpoon compact model in your simulator. These legacy devices also have an educational value. These are probably the first devices students come in contact with when they learn about circuit simulation, and they also represent engineering heritage. As I already mentioned, they are implemented in C, and they are still being maintained in the NGSPICE circuit simulator. Now the idea came up to automatically convert these legacy models into a more modern form, into Verilog A. So the project Verilog A Distiller was born, and the goal was to write a converter that is reasonably fast. It does not have to be very fast, because you do this only occasionally, this conversion. So we decided for Python 3 as the programming language, and the converter uses the PyC parser library for parsing the C code. The converter includes a library of abstract syntax tree manipulation functions that are used for converting the C code into Verilog A. The converter converts models from the NGSPICE Premaster 45 branch, although theoretically it should also work for other flavors of spice. And one of its main uses is to track developments of NGSPICE models. So whenever somebody in NGSPICE fixes a bug in a model, it can be immediately made available in Verilog A just by running the converter. The converted models are validated, so their output is compared with the built-in SPICE models. And the converted models can then be used in NGSPICE and in the VA-CASC circuit simulators, but they should also work in any other simulator that supports Verilog A. Now, of course, the idea came up to maybe write a wrapper for SPICE models. This is what GNUCAP does to introduce SPICE models into the simulator. Now, this is actually doable, but if you want to do any advanced analysis like harmonic balance and various advanced RF analysis, then you need certain components of the model in the pure form. You will need the resistive and the reactive residuals, and you will need the Jacobians of these two residuals. But unfortunately, SPICE computes a combination of the two residuals and the combination of two Jacobians, so they are not separated. This may be good for classical analysis like DC, AC, transient, and noise, but for advanced analysis like harmonic balance, this is not good enough. Now, how is a SPICE 3 model built? What does it comprise? A SPICE model, let's take, for instance, a diode model, has a header file where the data structures of the model are defined. Then you have a C file where you have the list of instance and model parameters. Next four files contain the instance and model parameter setter and getter functions. And the remainder of the files are there for model evaluation. The setup file and the temperature dependence file contain functions that are called only once per each simulation. And the bulk of the evaluation is in the load file where the residuals are computed. The noise model of each device can be found in a separate file. For diode, this is the diode noise file. And all the rest of the model comprises roughly 15 files or so, can be thrown away. It's irrelevant, it's redundant information which can be reconstructed from the files you can see in this slide. Now, the conversion engine of the converter is mostly in place. It just needs fine-tuning. Currently, the resistor, capacitor, and inductor models have been converted. Now, these are not trivial devices. They contain many parasitic effects, geometric effects, etc. And that's why the converter actually saves a lot of time because you don't have to implement that manually in C. Then next, the diode model has also been converted. Last week, the conversion of the junction FET model was also completed. So this point should be black, actually, We also validated it, and within a month we expect to have the bipolar transistor model also converted. What is left then is to convert the MOSFET models and the advanced junction FET and MESFET models. Now, to see how good this converter works, we did some comparisons. First, how big are the data structures of the converted devices? We compared the instance and model data structures of built-in SPICE devices and the data structures of models generated by the OpenVAF compiler from the converted Verilog A models. As you can see in the last column, data structures are slightly bigger, some are slightly smaller, but on average, they are roughly equivalent. Then if we compare the size of the generated models to C models, reduction in size is very obvious. It goes from a factor of 3 all the way up to a factor of 5. Now, if we recalculate the size of the model per model parameter, a typical C model has from 30 all the way up to 60 lines of code per each parameter. Once you convert this into Verilog A, the size of a model goes from 8 lines of code up to 16 lines of code per parameter. Manually coded models in Verilog A are very compact. They go all the way down to 4 or 5 lines of code per parameter. Another issue, of course, is also the speed of the converted models. For that purpose, we constructed a simple voltage multiplier using 4 diodes, 4 capacitors, 1 resistor and 1 voltage source, and excited it with a 100 kHz sinusoidal signal, simulated it for 500 periods, and did some timings. To make comparisons fair, the OpenMP and the element bypass were disabled, so that both simulators were on leveled ground. And we used OpenVAF to compile the Verilog A models generated by the converter. If we compare the total runtime of the simulation, the VA Cosk simulator with the converted Verilog A models is the fastest of the all three test cases. Now, this can in part be explained by the fact that VA Cosk uses fewer circuit evaluations, but this difference in circuit evaluations does not completely explain the difference in timings. If we go deeper and observe the time spent in the evaluation and load function of the circuit, we can see that the Verilog A model in VA Cosk is roughly 25% slower than a native SPICE model in NGSPICE. What is surprising here is that NGSPICE, using the same Verilog A model, spends 25% more time for evaluation than VA Cosk with the same model. So there must be some inefficiency in the implementation of the Verilog A model interface in NGSPICE, probably, which explains this discrepancy. If we go further down and just observe the time that is spent in the diode model evaluation, we need to instrument the code with timing function calls. And when we do that, the difference we get is bigger. The diode model in NGSPICE is roughly twice faster than the diode model compiled by OpenVAF when it is used in the VA Cosk circuit simulator. But this last timing is somewhat unreliable because once you instrument the code, you change all sorts of things. You also add overheads and you change the cache behavior. So we need more testing to accurately determine how fast the converted models are. Now, what's in future for the converter? First of all, certain devices in SPICE are physically inaccurate. They do not conserve charge. It's a typical problem of the simple MOSFET models in SPICE. And unfortunately, you cannot replicate the same behavior in Verilog A, because Verilog A enforces the kind of modeling where it is impossible to lose charge. So we will have to replace the original SPICE models with something newer, like for instance the models by Sakala and others. But then these models will only approximate SPICE 3 behavior. The behavior will no longer be identical. There is also an option to write a new backend for the converter, which would output C or C++ code for particular simulators like ZEISS, VA Casc or GNUCAP. By doing that, we could exactly replicate the behavior of the SPICE models, but this somewhat defies the whole purpose of the converter. Now, by adding or changing the limit construct in the OpenVAF compiler, unfortunately at this point it is quite limited, we could simplify the models generated by the converter. And unfortunately, this limit construct is not capable of doing everything that SPICE models need when it comes to limiting the voltages in the model. We had to use some hacks to replicate the exact SPICE behavior, and they are simply necessary. We cannot do without them. Next would be to handle BSIM3 data structures and BSIM4 data structures. And then we can convert these models, and finally, maybe we could also add a backend that would output VHDL AMS models from the original SPICE models. So this concludes my talk. Thank you for your attention, and I would also like to thank NLNet for funding this project.
So we have, while our next speaker is getting set up, we have time for one or two. Sound like there are some spicy questions out there. Sorry, I'll be here all day.
Thank you for this presentation. I have a question about PDK. You know, SkyWriter provides PDK with SPICE on models. How you plan to deal with stats?
Because excuse me, I did not understand you.
Oh, sorry. SkyWriter have releasing a free PDK. So inside we have a SPICE for the transistor models for analog designs. How do you plan to deal with that actually?
Sorry, I still don't understand you.
Okay. SkyWriter is a foundry.
Yes.
And these foundries provide GDS and yeah. SPICE. For the RF transistors, and so they describe this model on a very very big SPICE file with all the characteristics. How you think you can use this PDK with the SPICE for simulation inside? Because me, I have developing a library directly in Verilog after I transform in SPICE and I simulate in SPICE directly. So it is an alternative for I don't need to write a SPICE library with wrapper for using it.
This converter is for devices, not for PDKs. So devices are one level lower than the PDKs itself. Devices are the equations which PDKs use for describing individual transistors.
They provide device inside at the low level.
You mean SkyWriter provides Verilog A code?
Not yet. SPICE directly.
As I was saying, this converter does not convert SPICE netlist. It converts low-level device models from C code into Verilog A code so that they can be used in any simulator. But it does not convert an individual PDK.
Thank you.
Is there any plan to convert SPICE netlist in the future? Because now you do the models, but do you time to go to the netlist?
I was not thinking about that, but since SPICE netlists are quite simple, this could be done. Actually, the ZEISS simulator has a converter between various netlist formats. It converts these netlists into the ZEISS format. So I guess this could be something one could implement. It should not be that hard.
Okay. If there are